The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It is Wednesday. It is June 30th. It is the last day of June. We're about to embark into the month of July. And today, we have got an interesting and but yet controversial topic that we want to discuss today on today's podcast. So at this time, again, I want to welcome everybody that's joining us today live on Facebook. So if you're joining us and you're new to the broadcast, please let us know under the comment section below if you're new and this is your first time joining us and where you're joining us from. As always, we love to hear where you guys are joining us from. We are based here out of Monroe, Georgia. So it's a beautiful, warm day here. Nowhere near as warm as it is out west and even in parts of on the East Coast. So our heart goes out and we continue to pray for those that are going through this extreme weather conditions that we're dealing with, these record-breaking heat situation. Now, on that note, I want to talk about today's topic. Are we seeing the hand of favor, the hand of God's favor, being further removed from America? That's what we're going to be talking about today. If you have a Bible and you want to follow along with this, I'm going to be hanging out in Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, and we're going to go to Hosea chapter 4. Let me say that again. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus chapter 26, and Hosea chapter 4. That's going to be kind of where we're going to hang out today and talk about this. Now, when we talk about God's favor, his hand of favor, what are we talking about? Can we elaborate a little bit more on that? What that is when we talk about God's blessings, when we talk about, I am blessed of the Lord, we are blessed of God. Look at God's favor. Look at God's blessing. What are we talking about? It's what we're describing here is the sovereign hand of God's blessing being poured out and upon a nation or an individual. Now, today, obviously, we're not talking about individuals, but we're talking about nations. God's hand of blessing and favor will either be upon and reside upon a nation, or it will be lifted from a nation depending on how the people respond to him. Deuteronomy 28. Let me read Deuteronomy 28. I want to pull this up. We're going to be, I'm going to start with chapter, or the first part of Deuteronomy 28, but we're not going to hang out there. But I'm going to show you this in play here. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully all of his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Now, I want to say this. The primary context of this is the nation of Israel, but this law, this principle, if you would, not only is regarding Israel, but it's to every nation. I want to say that again. This is just not singular Israel, but it's to every nation. Every nation that obeys the Lord, carefully observes his commandments, and does what he says. He says, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. That's not just to Israel, but it's any nation. The Bible talks about this. The nations that turn from God turn to hell. Did you know that the Bible says that? Did you know the Bible says that the nations that turn from God will multiply many woes, many destructions, many things will come. Why? Because, and I'm going to get ahead of myself. Let me read on here. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God And then he goes on, he says, blessed shall you be in the city, in the field, in the country. The fruit of your body will be blessed. Your flocks will be blessed. Your basket, your kneading bowl, when you come in, when you go out, you'll be blessed. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated. Right, but you will see them be defeated before your face. They will come at you one way, but be defeated and flee seven ways. He said he'll command the blessings upon your storehouses, and he will bless you in the land in which you're established and where you're at. He says in verse 9, he'll open up his good treasure and pour out his blessing. He talks about all these blessings shall come upon you. But then when you get to Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, he says, but it shall also come to pass if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe carefully to do all of his commandments, his statutes in which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Stop. What does he mean by curses shall come upon you and overtake you? In simple terms, God's favor equals God's hand upon something. God's curse is God's hand removed from something. Let me say that again. God's favor is, or the favor of God is God's hand upon something. God's disfavor on something, what we call a curse, is simply God's hand removed from something. And let that soak in your mind for a second. Let that marinate and stew, dwell and meditate upon that for a minute. So watch this. Everything that was considered to be a blessing in the former of this chapter of 28 now becomes the opposite in the latter part of Deuteronomy 28. So now, instead of being blessed in the country and in the field, you will see disfavor, cursing. Your basket, your knitting bow, the fruit of your body. When you come in, when you go out, it's negative. You're in want. You're in need. Everything goes wrong. Disaster after disaster befalls you. Let me read on. I'm going to read all this, and then we're going to get to the headlines, because I'm painting this picture for you. I'm showing you scripturally what the Lord said, what he said, the blessing and the curse. And then we're going to give you these headlines, and then you can do what you want with this. In verse 20, he says, the Lord will send upon you cursing, confusion, and rebuke in all that you set your hand to do until you are destroyed and until you perish quickly because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. Let me say that again. Because of the wickedness of your doings in which you have forsaken me. In other words, God is saying, you as a nation, you want to forsake me, you want to abandon me, you want to reject me, and you want to remove me from every facet of your society, you will pay the consequence for it. You will no longer have my hand in your schools. You will not have my hand a blessing in your government. You will not have it upon your society, in your culture, in your family, in the education department, in the health industry, in your finances, in the economy, in your protection. My hand will, listen, if you reject him, you are willfully telling him to remove his hand of blessing off of you. He says it because you have forsaken me. He says, when you forsake me, I call it wickedness. Deuteronomy 28, verse 20. He says, the Lord will make the plague cling to you until he has consumed you from the land which you're going to possess. You do realize that many people called the pandemic a plague. Listen, verse 22. The Lord will strike you with consumption, fever, inflammation, severe burning fever, with the sword. That word sword means war. With scorching, hello, scorching We allude scorching to heat, extreme heat. And with mildew, they shall pursue you until you perish. Verse 23, and your heavens, which are above you or over your head, shall be bronze, and the earth, which is under you, shall be iron. And the Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. Do I got your attention yet? From the heaven, it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Drought, famine, extreme weather, extreme heat, heat waves, record breaking, historical. We're going to talk about that more in just a minute. He said, he says in verse 38, you shall carry much seed out to the field, but you'll gather little in, for the locusts shall consume it. I said, locusts shall consume it. You'll plant your vineyards and tend them, but you'll never drink of the wine or gather the grapes, because the worms shall devour them. And the alien, the foreigner, one who's not among you, shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. Now I want to read the exact same warning, but from the book of Leviticus chapter 26. Again, it starts out, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord, heed his commandments, obey his word, these blessings will come upon you. And it echoes what was written in Deuteronomy 28. Then you go down to Leviticus 24, 14. Listen to what it says. But if you do not obey me, don't observe my commandments, and despise my statutes, abhor my judgments, so that you do not perform all my commandments, but instead break my covenant. Break my covenant. Let me give you two covenants that America has worked feverishly over the years to break. Ready? One is the covenant of marriage. Number two is the covenant that God has with the nation of Israel. Now, I could expound on that, but I want to use wisdom, because we can deal with topics, but we have to be gentle as doves and wise as serpents. But again, two major covenants that America's got blood on their hands with is, in breaking of God, is the marriage covenant and the covenant with Israel, the forcing of the dividing of the land of Israel. Genesis 12 talks about that. Zechariah 12 talks about that. Joel chapter 3 talks about that. Listen to what he says. If you continue to do these things, he said, I will do this to you. This is in your Bible. I will even appoint terror over you, where we get the word terrorism. Wasting disease, fever that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Then I'm going to skip down to verse 18. And after all this, he talks about all these things will come. If after all this, you still do not repent, you still do not come back to me, you still do not honor me, you still do not obey my word. Listen to what he says. I will punish you seven times for your sins. Listen to verse 19. This is Leviticus 26, 19. I will break the pride of your power. He's talking to nations here. I will break the pride of your power as a nation. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. Your strength shall be spent in vain. Your land will not yield its produce, and nor will the trees of the land yield their fruit. Why? Famine, drought, pestilence, disease, and extreme conditions. Verse 22, I will destroy your livestock and make you few in number, and I will make your highways desolate. Whew. Verse 25, I will bring a sword against you, or I will bring war against you. I will send pestilence among you. In verse 26, when I have cut off your supply of bread, Verse 20 or verse 30, I will destroy your high places, the places, the high fortified places in which you put your trust in. You've forsaken your trust in God, and now you trust in the government. You trust in the military. You trust in the economy. You trust in everything but God. I will lay, verse 31, I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation. Now, let's talk about what's happening right now in America. In case you've been hiding under a rock somewhere, or have, in case you've had your face buried in Hollywood, gossip, the latest trends, whatever. Because listen, Christians are just as bad as the world. They don't read the Bible. They don't get in prayer. Half of them don't go to church anymore. So they have no clue what's going on. But they can tell you everything about sports. They can tell you everything about Hollywood. They can tell you about the movie industry, the entertainment industry. They can tell you about all that stuff. But they don't have any discernment of the times and seasons in which we're in. And that's why I've come along today to give you a little bit of a wake-up call of what's going on in America. Right now, we have just witnessed the highest temperatures ever recorded in the city of Portland, Oregon. Seattle, Washington, same thing. Dozens of cities in the Northwest shattering records. British Columbia actually just recorded the hottest temperature in the history of Canada. And that's even farther north. This unprecedented heat wave is being caused by an absolutely massive, quote, heat dome. According to CBS News meteorologists, there is only the chance of this happening, he said, was a once in a lifetime or once in a millennium chance of it happening. It's funny because they keep saying this year after year, once in 100 years. Once in 1,000 years, once in a lifetime, historical, never seen before, record-breaking, record-shattering, unprecedented, catastrophic. Are you listening? In fact, I want to read a little bit of this here. This mega drought is so bad, but roads are buckling in Seattle. People are dying in the streets. Homeless are dying. People in California are reporting that the water shortage is so bad that the drinking water in parts of California tastes like straight up dirt. Much of the U.S. West is currently undergoing a record heat wave, and they're saying it's the worst drought in at least 20 years, and there's no sign of it letting up. And all this has caused, if this wasn't bad enough, agriculture is being affected, farming is being affected. There's farmers saying they will not have a crop this year. How do you think that's going to end? How do you think that is going to affect and impact an already ongoing inflation that is hitting every one of you in your pocketbooks? When you go to the grocery store, you're feeling it, and it's going to get worse, so you might as well prepare. Now they're talking about rolling blackouts happening. But if that wasn't bad enough, the perfect storm of conditions of the extreme heat and the water shortages is producing pestilence in the form of rattlesnakes and grasshoppers. In fact, according to one report, rattlesnakes have been seen moving into urban areas in large, unordinary numbers. They're being found on porches, yards, nearby pools, under children's play equipment. He went on, one individual said that, "I'm seeing rattlesnakes everywhere. I'm seeing them on porches and potted plants, and I'm seeing them in play areas under children's play equipment." Quote, "I am busier than I've ever been And he's one, he's a rattlesnake removal worker. He works in a removal company. And he says he has been going full time, nonstop, responding to people calling him constantly coming to remove rattlesnakes. According to Ramirez, there have been jobs that have required him to remove more than 60 rattlesnakes in 1 yard. 1 yard, 60 rattlesnakes. And if that wasn't enough, remember when we kept hearing all the headlines about the swarm of locusts, and they were impacting Sudan and southern Africa and Afghanistan and Iraq and Egypt and even places up. It never went to Israel. Interesting. Never went to Israel, but went all around Israel. Sounds a little bit like the Exodus. There was the plague was hitting everywhere but Israel. But we as Americans read about these plagues of locusts. But listen to this. The perfect storm of the extreme heat and the water shortages have now created plagues of grasshoppers. Federal officials are extremely concerned, and they are gearing up for what they are saying, quote, is the largest grasshopper killing campaign since the 1980s. A punishing drought in the U.S. West is drying up waterways, sparking wildfires, and leaving farmers scrambling for water. We're seeing grasshopper plagues. We're seeing plagues of rattlesnakes. All this is happening, guys. And then, on top of all this, I don't know if you've heard about this, but we reported on this over the last probably 3 weeks. This has been ongoing. We try to give an update on this. Birds. Have you heard about this? Birds are suddenly dropping dead in large numbers in multiple cities across the United States. And not only are they dropping dead, but they're exhibiting strange signs such as blindness. In Indiana, unusual bird deaths have now been reported in 15 different counties in Indiana alone. And authorities are stumped. They have absolutely no idea why this is taking place. The Department of Natural Resources warns that songbirds are now dying in 15 counties across Indiana. Quote, I've never seen them exhibit the gooey eyes and crustiness in addition to the neurological symptoms that they're exhibiting, according to one expert. She went on to say that she's getting reports of nearly a dozen songbirds a week. In the last month, she says they have had at least 100 reports and no one is exactly sure what's causing it. In addition to Indiana, large numbers of birds are also dropping dead in Washington, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, Kentucky, and Ohio. Listen, we've got people all over the place, all over the country watching this. If you've heard about this in your area, let us know in the comments section below. Have you heard of this? This is happening right now. Stumping them. Remember, 2011, right when we entered into the new year, I'm talking about January 1st, 2011. I remember this distinctively because we reported on this. We've been doing this for years now. And I remember it was New Year's Day, January 1st, when we went into New Year's Eve, that next day, New Year's Day, January 1st, 2011, there was all these birds that mysteriously dropped dead. And to this day, they still don't know what caused it. But it wasn't in one location. It was happening all over the place. But it started on the 1st of January on the Gregorian calendar. That's our calendar. On the first day of the first month of the year of 2011, birds just dropping dead. Now, here's what's interesting, because I'm still in the vein of Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26. I want to read to you Hosea chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. This is very intriguing and interesting to me because, again, it dovetails off of the entire precipice of what we're talking about today. Listen to this. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Now, this bloodshed upon bloodshed is the shedding of innocent blood. Listen to all this stuff that the Lord's talking about. Therefore, listen to this, because of swearing, lying, killing, stealing, adultery, shedding of innocent blood with no restraint. Listen to this. Therefore, the land will mourn. I'm going to say it again. The land will mourn. Why? Go back to the book of Genesis. When Cain killed Abel, his blood poured out, fell into the ground. The Bible says that God said that Abel's bloods, plural, not blood, bloods, cried out from the ground. In other words, the ground testified of the bloodshed. So a curse came upon the land. All the way back from Adam and Eve, cursed shall be the ground. Where do you think thorns and thistles and these type of things come from? The ground coming under a curse. The earth. Listen, the land will mourn. The land will produce disasters because of iniquity. I'm going to say it again. The land will produce disasters because of iniquity. Now, no wonder the book of Romans chapter 8 says that the entire earth is travailing and groaning. No wonder there's record earthquakes and volcanoes and disasters that are coming from the earth. Why do you think it says in the book of Revelation that it talks about the martyrs will cry and said, how long shall you not avenge our blood? Now listen to this. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beast of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea will be taken away. So guys, listen. It's one thing when we get reports of there was a great fish die off because there was a chemical leak or because of a natural cause. Okay, we've got a point of reference. We've got an understanding. We've got an explanation for that. It's one thing when there's a great bird die off and you say, oh, it's because of weather relation. Or it's because of a chemical that was in the air, or it's because of this. But when you get to a point where you've got whales washing ashore, great fish die-offs, birds are dropping dead out of the sky, and scientists, environmentalists, experts in that field are all coming to the same general consensus of we can't explain what's going on. It's a mystery, and we do not have answers for why this is happening. Friends, it comes to my mind, Hosea 4, that the land, come on, is mourning because of the sins of the nation. And beasts are dropping dead, birds are dropping dead, and fish of the sea are being taken away. Well, I don't believe this, preacher. It don't matter to me. Listen, that's why I said, I'm presenting to you this. You can do what you want with it. You can call it climate change. You can call it 5G. You can have your own theories, your conspiracy theories, and your hypothesis and all this. I'm just telling, again, news and headlines from a biblical perspective. I'm talking about disaster after disaster. Let me get back to the beginning of this so that we can land this plane and close this segment. God said that if a nation continually rejects me, turns from me, abandons my commandments, abandons my word, turns their back on me, he said, I have no choice but to remove my hand of favor and blessing from the nation. And because when I remove my hand, all these things shall come upon it. Disasters, diseases, famines, droughts, pestilences, and the list goes on. We have infrastructure collapsing in America. As we speak, the death toll is rising in Florida. My heart is broken over this condo collapse. They still don't even know what caused it. There's a hypothesis. It was deterioration. It failed inspection. They overlooked this. This has been going on for years. But guys, how many more bridges are going to collapse? Buildings are going to collapse. I'm telling you, listen what this preacher's saying. Listen, you may not like what I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you today that if we keep rejecting God and turning away from God, what we're seeing happening right now is only going to be a drop in the bucket. Listen, today, Vladimir Putin just warned America that our great days are over. The days of America being a superpower are over. And he just got out today, we posted this on Intim Headlines, and warned America that if we cross the line, they will retaliate. This is the headship of Russia is warning America that the days of us being a threat to the world is over. Jeremiah said, I will make you a byword among the nations. The nations will look upon you and say, what has become of you? God said in Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, I will break your power. The pride of your power will be broken. I know there's people listening today, watching today, and you think America is indestructible. You think America cannot be defeated. You think America will never go down. You think America is unstoppable and can never be defeated from without. I'm trying to tell you that if we keep rejecting God, keep spitting in God's face, keep throwing him out of the school, keep throwing him out of our communities, keep throwing him out of our workforce, our family unit, keep throwing him out of society, listen, when disaster comes, he won't be around to protect us and put a hedge up and put his angels around us. And people will begin to start pointing their fingers at God and say, where were you? And he'll say, I tried to be there, but you didn't want me there. Listen, atheists, we report on this all the time. Atheists attacking coaches and so on and forth. Let me pull up some of these articles right here. I'm talking just yesterday. We had a story. Let me pull this up because I want to make sure I want to give you this here. Well, listen to this. Here's one of the headlines. Atheist furious after a high school soccer coach prays with the team. A group of atheists are demanding that a Virginia school district investigate immediately allegations that a soccer coach prayed with his team. That's one story. How about atheists demand the removal of a symbol of Christian supremacy? This was in Japan. Texas hospital will remove pastor's banner that was asked. Listen to this. The banner, here's what the banner said. Gracious Lord, for all of UMC, this is the hospital, I pray your divine protection over the guidance within them, a provision for them daily. And outrage was sparked because they dared ask for God's intervention. A school in Illinois confiscated a second grader's Bible, confiscated it. But people got furious and they stood up and they reversed it. See, that's the key. Stand up, man. This is where we're at. So when the voice of, I don't even know how to put this. When the voice of the enemies of God become louder and more authoritative than the voice of the ecclesia of the church, we're in trouble. But the problem is, one of the problems we have is going back to what my last podcast was on Monday. The problem is we've got so many tares and so many goats in the church that are on the same side as the enemies of God, that we are beginning to lose more and more of our savor. We're losing the light is beginning to dwindle out. I'm telling you, there is still a remnant. I don't want to leave this podcast with no redemptive hope. There is still a remnant. There is still a remnant of individuals that are still praying, that are still interceding, that are still standing for righteousness. But I'm telling you, it's not necessarily, listen, I can show you and prove you in the Bible. It's not necessarily numbers that'll get the job done. It's just doing what you do with what you've got. It's quality, not quantity. Okay? He said, whether two or more gathered in my name, there I'm in the midst. He's not asking, listen, there was 500 on the day of Pentecost, but 380 didn't meet the qualifications. They left, they didn't stick around, but that's okay because God used 120. Come on. Gideon had thousands, but it was shaved down to a few hundred. Jesus used 12 to turn the world upside down. It's not about quantity as it is in quality. What if the remnant that's here, the remnant that's listening, begin to intercede, begin to travail, begin to pray, and even stand up, man, and begin to cry out, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves in prayer and turn for themselves. But I'm telling you guys, my redemptive hope is that the Lord is coming back. My redemptive hope is there's still a praying and interceding remnant. But for me to get on here today and tell you that I'm not greatly concerned would be an understatement. I am greatly concerned because I know the word of God. I know the end times. And Paul said that perilous times will come. And you and I both know that as we get closer to this thing coming to the end of the church age, these disasters are going to continue. People are going to continue to turn from God. And as America, as a nation, guys, we are in a trajectory towards some very bad things that I believe could actually fulfill what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. Because that this message really is leading up to a message that I'm developing called Is America Mystery Babylon in Revelation? So that's where we're going to lead today. I'm going to give you some information, then we're going to pray. If you're watching today and you would like to keep up with our ministry, what we're doing, all of our headlines, our messages, our podcasts, our videos, all that can be found on our app. All you got to do is go to the App Store. Whether you have an Android, whether you have an Apple, just go to your Play Store, the Apple Store, or the Android Store. Type in End Time Headlines. Look for our official ETH logo. You're going to see that right there on the screen if you're watching this visually. Download that app. Get it into your hands. Push yes to push notifications. You'll be notified of our podcast and all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective that we share daily. We want to get that into your hands. We encourage you to do that. Again, if you'd like to support this ministry, if this ministry is a blessing to you, if this ministry encourages you, informs you, and it equips you, and you would like to help support our ministry, again, we're completely a partner supported ministry. We don't sell merchandise. We don't sell CDs, DVDs. None of these messages are sold. They're all free. Everything is free for anyone who wants to listen and be blessed and equipped and informed. Our teachings, everything is free. The app is free. The subscription base is free. Everything is free. All we ask is if this ministry is a continuous source of blessing to you, that you would pray about becoming a partner with us. You can become a monthly partner either by giving by electronically or by check or money order. You can give electronically by going to the app or by the main website. That's where you can click on there where it says donate or support the ministry or give. You can click on there and you're going to be able to see how to do that. If you wish to give by check or money order, again, right there on the screen, you can make out that check or that money order to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we want to let you know from the bottom of our heart, we appreciate your partnership and your support to our ministry. Let's pray for you guys and let's pray for our nation before we close out on this segment. Father, I thank you for those that are watching today, listening today. Lord, those that represent, Lord, I know that this message was geared around America because that's where I'm from. This is where you have placed me as in my boundaries as a voice to here in my own country. We lift up America to you, Lord, just as the blueprint says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said that if your people that are called by your name, shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and their wicked ways, then shall you hear from heaven and heal our land. So Father, right now, every individual under the sound of my voice, listen, guys, whatever state in America, and listen, if you're listening outside of America, it's not going to hurt for you to pray for your country. So whatever, everybody that's listening today, whatever you represent, if you represent Texas, if you represent Oklahoma, if you represent Indiana, if you represent Kentucky or Florida or whatever, Georgia, whatever location you represent, I want you to pray on the behalf of your state and location. And we're going to repent. And I'm going to pray with you. This is what we're going to do right now. Father, Lord, as a representative of the state of Georgia in America, Lord, I repent of the sins of our state. Lord, where there has been sins of abomination, sins of shedding of innocent blood, sins of prejudicism and racism and violence and wickedness and sexual immorality and lying and coveting and turning and rejecting the living God. Lord, I repent. Lord, as Moses stood in the gap and made up the hedge for the children of Israel, may your people raise their voice. Come on, raise your voice right now on this podcast. Raise it on this Facebook Live. Raise it on this YouTube. Begin to lift your voice and pray for your state. Pray for your region. Pray for where you represent in the proximity and the location in which God has entrusted you with and put the people around you with. Begin to lift up your leaders. Lift up those in government. Lift up those in position of leadership over your state. Begin to pray for them. Begin to intercede for them right now in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus. We profess the blood of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Lord, that if you spared the cities of Sodom, if you were willing to spare the cities of the plains for 10 righteous in the city, I pray that, Lord, you would find mercy upon those cities and upon those locations that are represented here today in this gathering. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, you said that you are quick to forgive and you are slow to anger. I thank you that your mercy endures forever. Lord, I ask that your hand of favor be once again upon our nation and upon the cities of America. God, we lift up those families that have been impacted by the drought, by the water shortages, and by this disaster in Miami. God, we pray for them. We ask that your miracle working hand be upon this. I pray that if there be people alive still in the rubble, in the wreckage, that God, that they be heard, that they be seen, and they be discovered, and they be found in Jesus' name. Let it be a beacon of hope in Jesus' name, oh God. Father, I pray that we would turn back to you as a nation, God, in Jesus' name, oh God. We know that disaster's coming. We know that judgment's falling upon our nation. We know that darkness is upon us. But God, I thank you, Lord, that you know those that are yours. And Lord, while there was darkness upon Egypt, there was light in Goshen. While they were dropping, while the animals and livestock were dropping dead in Egypt, they were spared in Goshen. God, I'm asking, as you made a distinction between those who serve you and those who didn't serve you, those who know you and those who don't, I'm asking today that you'd begin to make a distinction between those who are in covenant with you, who love you, who are striving to obey your word, heed your commandments, and do what you've commanded us to do, who represent those cities today of the nation of America or wherever you're watching today. I pray that heaven would take note. You said, Lord, I remind you of a book that is written, that is found in reference in the book of Malachi. It's called the Book of Remembrance. You said that there's a book written in heaven of those who fear your name, that spoke one another often, one to another. You said that you would spare them as precious jewels on that day. And Lord, so we trust you. We thank you that no matter how dark it gets, no matter how disastrous it gets, no matter how bad hope begins to deter, we know that our trust is not in what is sinking sand, but our foundation and our hope lies in Jesus and Jesus alone, the name that is above every name. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you, Father, that you are that blessed assurance, that blessed rock of ages that is going to stand the test of time. And we thank you that, because we know that when we begin to see all these things coming to pass, that we are to look up, lift up our heads, for we know that our redemption is surely drawing near. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys again. Thank you so much for taking the time today to coming on for this segment. We're going to sign off for today, but we'll be back here, Lord willing, on Friday to finish out this week. God bless you guys. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.